We are back again. How is everyone doing? I hope your week was well. My week was good, although I must say I didn't have as much motivation this week. I was like, why am I doing this? Why am I giving myself extra work? But here I am, I made it, and I'm so glad I did, because I've got two topics that I was really looking forward to discussing. And yeah, I'm just gonna get right in. And as you can see from the title, today we're gonna talk about All Day Project, YG, as well as Tarzan, who is one of the members, aka Chaewon, and my feelings around that, and my feelings around YG in general as a label, and the things that they do, and the black label by association. So let's get into it. For a lot of people who don't know, I usually don't really gravitate towards YG groups, because I think they ride the appropriation line the hardest, and most of the times they completely demolish it. And because I'm not really a rap hip hop fan anyway, and I don't listen to lyrics, and I don't really appreciate like when they do like the syllables and the rhyming, and everyone's like, oh, this is so sick. That means nothing to me. I'm a melody driven girly. So unfortunately, it's a wasted art form on me. But YG artists tend to sort of minimize and fetishize hip hop the most and boil it down to the most cringy things, and they call it swag and attitude. And it's always the most aggressive parts of hip hop that's their interpretation, that's it. And I find that a little bit ignorant for the most part, and it's kind of annoying to experience, really, because I'm like, hip hop is more than just like wearing a lot of necklaces and being, you know, talking about your ego and your money. There's so much more to it than that. It is a poetic art form. So for that reason, YG's just never really done much for me. And as well, I've always found their artist or artistic range very limited and very cliche, especially in recent years. Like, everything has followed a very simple, specific formula that the Koreans eat up, because they're like, oh my God, it's hip hop. But it's like, you're looking at such a shallow experience of what the full genre is. But other groups that are older ones, like 2NE1 and Big Bang, and even Big Mama. Big Mama, for people who don't know, there were four women. I think they must have debuted when they're a little bit older, in like 2003 or 2002. And they are singers. They're phenomenal singers. Oh my God. And their whole thing was about not being conventionally, you know, beautiful by Korean standards and blah, blah, blah. And to have that, and they were singing like Toni Braxton-esque kind of songs. Oh my God, their killing voice is amazing. So, and they were under YG. To think YG used to do stuff like that blows my mind. And even a group called Icon, it's one of the most recent ones that I think had a varied range of what hip hop could be. And I think having B.I. in the group helped a lot with that. He's no longer in the group now, and I thought their identity went with him. But anyway, this is not purely about YG that I want to focus on in this video, because the main culprit where all this starts is a guy called Teddy. And I've been making jokes about him on pretty much every video in the last 2 weeks, because as most people know in a K-pop fandom, he has repetitively used the same formula in most YG releases ever since. I think most people boil it down to when Blackpink Do-Do-Do-Do-Do went viral and it's got like a billion views and all this kind of stuff. I think the formula has pretty much stuck to that for all groups, including Blackpink themselves, whether it's like a chorus that doesn't say much and it's got mostly instrumental and it's got repetitive phrase like do-do-do-do-do, or rampa-pam-pa-pam-pa-pa, or meow, with my girls, they don't chase them, meow. Like, it's always something so simple and almost like mind-numbingly insulting. He thought he could start his own label, a subsidiary by the name of the Black Label. And to be honest, like, I thought we'd get something new, not the same redundant 2NE1 or Blackpink rejects, because, you know, I thought maybe as a producer, he was feeling pressured by YG to replicate his success, and they didn't want him to stray from the formula. Oh, honey, he did the same shit. He launched his group. First group was a group called Meow, spelt M-E-O-V-V. And their first single, also called Meow, has the exact same beat, pretty much repurposed as YG's new girl group song, Batter Up, which he produced as well. And I remember hearing that and going, what the fuck? Like, how do you just... So it's like, oh, so you like doing this. Like, this is your bag. Like, you do not want to do anything new, even when it's, like, people from your own label. And it's such a shame as well. And it really irritated me because Meow have great vocals and great star quality, and they just have this vibe about them. And you just repurpose the track for them? Like, what? So, you know me, I come with receipts. This is Baby Monster's song, Batter Up. Just a quick note. Teddy did not produce Batter Up. However, the point is still there, and it kind of makes it worse, because if he didn't produce Batter Up, why is the sound so sonically similar to the girl group that he then debuts just a few months later? So you guys get an idea of what I'm talking about. Attention! Okay, that's all you need to hear, to be honest. You get enough of an idea with that. Now, this is Meow.
Meow.
Right, back to Batter Up if you want another thingy. Obviously, the songs are in different keys, but the rhythm and the sound, or whatever, I'm not a producer, is pretty much near enough the same. And it's a shame because both groups have strong vocalists and they sound really good, but they're being used to just do that. Anyway, that was a disappointment. And then with time, Meow did grow in me simply because their star quality, and I think they're gorgeous and they have like great voices. Gaon and Suin, they both have like deeper voices, once again, something that I really gravitate towards. So over time, I was like, okay, fine. The next songs they came back with, still not really giving much. But a month ago, I made a community post on YG. I made a community post because YG announced that they have a new 4-member girl group coming out. And I was like, okay. But then I was like, I think YG should do a co-ed group, because we only have Card, who are two guys and two girls, but their music has never been for me. And back in the day, they used to have a group called Sharp, who were like, I think that was like from 1998, there's an amazing video on YouTube about their story, because they had one of the most biggest bullying scandals of all time from the two of the female members. And the one with more money was trying to build up this whole like perception that the other girl had bullied her, when in fact the truth came out because their manager at a press conference that the girl had called out was like, I've seen you bully her for time. So she didn't even expect him to betray her. It was so scandalous. Oh, one thing about Korea, they do bullying on a whole other level. So yeah, so there's not been many co-ed groups. So I was like, I think it's time for a co-ed group, and I would like something fresh. I would like something different. They look funny about male and female idols interacting. So I thought, because YG's a bit more on the daring, kind of edgy side, they should be the ones to do a co-ed group. And to my surprise, they did.
And the girl next to me, that's somehow we fake it. No white color in the end, I'm trying to put names in their places. Don't think she's on the map, but we ain't even famous. Don't you try me, I want some more. Don't you play me, we on the floor. Don't you try me, I want some more.
We ain't even famous.
Don't you try me, I want some more. Don't you play me, we on the floor. Don't you try me, I want some more.
We ain't even famous.
Money don't make friends, only got my family. In my aims, then I make the money dance. Funny how it goes, but this is how it ends. This is how I live by the name Taj.
I ain't famous. Not an Arab woman, no, they say less.
Okay, yes. You heard their debut song, Famous. I was like, okay. Firstly, so they announced the, how did they announce the members again? I think the members just dropped. They dropped, they just, there was speculation, and then on the same day, the picture dropped of all the members. And I'm shocked that I like this group, which... And I think a big part of it is simply because it's something new and it's something I literally said I wanted prior to this. And I think also that's why I didn't feel so up in arms about how the execution has been, because I know what to expect from YG and YG adjacent things. So I think the main reason, and another thing why it works for me as well, because between the five of them, there's a lot of star quality and charisma. And unfortunately, I was a little bit apprehensive about the vocals, but I think it's been confirmed that the four of them are rappers, so two guys and two girls, and there's only one vocalist. Now that, for me, means, I don't know, where do we go sonically from here? I mean, it could be a good thing, because I guess everyone else is singing, but it's also another cliche of, like, why can't you have boys sing in a co-ed group? And I'm pretty sure when SM Entertainment does one, and I bet they will debut at the end of next year, mark my words, because All Day Project have done amazingly on the charts, they will have a boy that sings. But if anyone's going to do it, it's going to be them. So yeah, the lineup, the picture just came out, and these are the members. So you have, and when I talk about star quality and charisma, you have Wu Chan. I know the least about him, but from what I hear, he's like a prodigy. Like, he's a prodigy, like, rapper. He's even charted really well before. And he's been on TV shows, I think, a rap show, whatever. I think he's a good dancer as well. And I think he's a producer. And then you have a dance icon, Bailey Sok. Bailey Sok has been choreographing in K-pop for a minute. Like, even when all the hard-hitting choreos were coming out, I remember during COVID, I think she did one of Taemin's choreos, and people were like, oh my god, it's Bailey Sok. And by then she would have been what, 17 18, so she's like a dance prodigy as well. And people were excited for her to debut in the group, and that's also something we've been really happy for, someone who's a real big pro dancer and is now part of a group. Like, what does that mean? And then we also had Yongso from Are You Next, and I really liked her in that. She was supposed to debut in Illit, and then she pulled out last minute, and I guess now we know why. So she's the one that'll be carrying the vocals, I guess. And then we have Annie Moon. Annie Moon is the great-granddaughter of the founder of Samsung, and her grandmother is like, owns a chain of like the biggest shopping mall, one of the biggest shopping mall chains. So she's very fucking rich, is my point. No, she's not rich, she's wealthy, supremely wealthy, to the point where they call her a chaebol. And chaebol is a specific type of wealth in Korean society where they have power, money, no one can really tell them anything. So that was also something unheard of like, of course, a lot of wealthy kids are idols because they're the ones that can afford to be a trainee and not earn much and do the whole training thing. But a chaebol, this is like if Paris Hilton back in the day was going to end up in, I don't know, what competition show? Dynasty Kane? I don't know. Like, it's like that. And you could argue that even probably more powerful, to be honest, or even wealthier. So a lot of eyes were on them. But the controversy, and people had some thoughts about Annie as well, and obviously hating her family, which is justified, you know, bring out the guillotine, let's do all that, blah blah blah, eat the rich. But nothing, the tables were really turning until we saw Tarzan. So Tarzan, I'm just gonna call him Chaywan, child, that's his birth name. I don't know about this whole Tarzan business, but he's also a prolific dancer. He was in winning competitions and doing all that kind of stuff. People saw the picture and he had braids and also wearing like blue contacts. He was giving Blazing Baddie a little bit. And my immediate thing was like, oh my God, he's fucking hot as fuck. Yeah, he looks good. And needless to say, people were annoyed and upset, and they're like, why is he in braids? And I completely get the people who serve the energy to engage in that. But this might not surprise people, but in terms of the things I want to fight against, him wearing braids and cornrows is in a way that a lot of dancers do as well. Actually, that's when I started noticing this. It was like in the last 2 years, I'll see TikToks of like non-black dancers with braids, especially in dance not competitions but in dance studios and stuff, and I'm like, oh, interesting, can I be bothered to tussle with all of them? No. So I think since then I kind of weaned myself off of like the frustration of people wearing hairstyles that are not made specifically for their hair, or people who do that whilst they discriminate against the people who started that hairstyle. You know, or they get praised for doing it. Whilst the people, when they do it, they're told they look messy or ghetto. So I completely understand the politics between, you know, a politics about black hair. But I think also we have to take every case one step at a time. And the problem with the internet now is people have become so quote unquote informed. They see an issue and they go bulldoze ahead, full steam ahead to prove that they've read the fucking I'm not my hair. They've listened to Solange, don't touch my hair. They understand that this is, and I'm saying this regarding people who are usually non-black who are doing the most. They want to prove their wokeness and be like, no, this is unacceptable. Ew, this is the, and I'm like, you lot are doing far, far too much. You're doing far too much. But also in their defense, to them, this may be their first experience of seeing that and they have the energy for it. Whereas for me, I'm like, if you'd caught me in 2016, I would have been probably just as vexed as you lot are, which is why I'm like, do what you want to do. But for me, I'm very much like on my list of things, I don't care. Especially when you look at the context of how Tarzan is. Tarzan is very goofy. And he paints his nails, and he just seems like someone who is I don't know how to describe it, like he's not the threat that people are, like he's not the enemy, he's not my enemy, in a way that there's some people who, when you see them cosplay blackness, there's a malicious energy in how they do it, or it seems like, I don't know how to describe it, but there's just an energy that I don't see from him. Other people may see it, and that's fair, but I do not. I just see him as a harmless himbo who's like, he doesn't seem like the one I'm going to save my energy for and be like, you need to educate yourself, because that's just, it just seems to be that's how he is. And let me see. I mean, overall, I want him to outgrow it, obviously. Like, I want him to eventually get to a point where, you know, he's not wearing braids all the time, or a particular kind of braid that suits being a dancer. Some of the ones that he did in the Wicked video where they are parted in the middle and they go down the sides, they are a bit too much for me. But if you have three braids that just go to the back, I'm cool with that. I'm like, you know what, you do that, you go ahead with your lavender. I jokingly say he's half Somali, but like, yeah, there's also things where I'm just like, yeah, okay, whatever. If you really want to do it that badly, go crazy, but do it in a way that's just not too, it's too eerie. Because then the thing I absolutely do not want to see is locks. If I see dreadlocks, no. But once again, this could be, maybe the backlash would help him see, or help the team see, that he shouldn't go that far. So that's why I'm like, you know, yeah, if you've got the energy to fight him, then you might be helping him out in the future as well. Because it's funny, they all speak very fluent English as well. So they're aware of these things, especially Bailey. I think Bailey actually is American. And sometimes she looks at him kind of like, boy, what are you doing? But I get it. They're still a new unit. Maybe with time, they'll be able to communicate these things to each other more and more, and reach a point where they kind of, you know, it's cool. But another thing as well, like, people keep drawing, and this is really jarring me, people keep drawing a false comparison with Kiss of Life and Tarzan. And I'm like, and they're like, yeah, you lot are forgiving him because he's a man and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, people are still checking him and still saying, don't do that. But I think some people can discern the fact that Kiss of Life went out of their way to do a live for 40 minutes doing caricatures of black people and Latino people. And they had a picture of black people that was AI generated as three random black guys as inspiration for their outfits. And on top of that, they knew it was wrong. They knew what they were doing was wrong. Hence, and so you can't even say, oh, they're just naive or they're just whatever. And mind you, one member had already said the N-word before. Like, how much more excuses would they want? And Blackpink have said the N-word. We've seen the videos. And they're going to be absolutely fine. So it's not a thing of like, oh, it's because Kids of Life are girls. No, it's because what they did was so random. And also, they're not YG adjacent. Like, if Kids of Life were in YG group, I promise you, people probably wouldn't have taken it as seriously. But because of their brand and their identity, it felt so out of left field and more malicious, because you can't even excuse the fact that it's part of your branding. With Tarzan, he's in a quote-unquote hip-hop group. He's rapping predominantly. He's supposedly has always loved hip-hop culture, blah, blah, blah. I think he spent like 2 minutes in America. So you kind of go, okay, I can see why your delusion has led you there. But with Kiss of Life, where you have Julie and Belle, who are both Americans, endorse doing a live like that, it's a false equivalence. And also, that was the whole group. Tarzan is one person. How can people dismiss the whole of All Day project simply because Tarzan's got braids? Now, some other things people have added, which is fair, was that apparently he follows Tory Lanez, or he uses the wrong color emoji. I'm like, okay, those are fair points, especially the Tory Lanez one. That's a fair point. But in the bigger scheme of things, I'm like, do you still want to, you want to cancel the whole group because of that? I don't know. But, you know, if you don't, if you want to cancel them, cancel them. But I think people also need to be honest about why they feel such vitriol towards them. And I think from my sort of observations of human behavior and how people project, people have been jokingly saying they remind them of like bullies from K-dramas. And I see it. You've got the rich, rich, rich girl who's no one can touch her, blah, blah, blah. So I think a part of that subconsciously bothers people that they have access and they can essentially do what they want, and people want to sort of bring them down a peg. And that's fair, but at least be honest about that. That's my personal observation of that. And I think that's why I go, why, what's really bothering you? Because is it really the braids? Because others, many still do braids and it doesn't rattle you as much. Why does this particular thing really rattle you, you know? So I think that's what I kind of, oh my God. It's, do you know what? This is why people film in studios, isn't it? Because there's just no noise. When you're in your house, anyway, this is the reality of living in London. If anyone has not been to London, this is what it's like, especially when you're living right in the middle of London. Anyway. Yeah, I think that I would love for people to be honest, really, about why they feel such a strong feeling around that. Especially when you see Tarzan speak in any other thing, you kind of go, oh, okay, you're goofy. You're not just like adopting a sort of an aggressive persona because you've got braids on. Like, you're not actually mimicking, or you're not, not mimicking. Is mimicking the right word? Like, you're not, I guess mimicking or taking the piss out of blackness. You're just adorning it with the ignorance of a himbo. And that's what he is. And I don't know. I can't stay mad at him, Boz. I'm like, you will be the architect of your own downfall if you carry on being so like, because you need to actually get to a point where you realize you can't just get away with that. You need to become more informed. And I think he might abandon those hairstyles. Only time will tell. But yeah, I kind of wanted to speak on that really and just be like, that's kind of where I stand. The music, I feel like is a more refreshing than what YG usually does as well. Sorry, the Black Label, same difference. So there's room for like something fresher than what we used to. The choreography was a little bit disappointing. But I think maybe Bailey, who's usually choreographing as well with Baby Zoo, I think they kind of have to work towards everyone's skills. And Annie, our Chebo, is not the strongest dancer, even though she's been training for a while. Compared to the other four, she's not as strong. So maybe there's a balance in making sure the choreo is not too taxing for her. And she might be like, make sure it's not. Otherwise, you're going in the dungeon. So there is that. But I don't know. I'm oddly excited about where they're going just because it is something new and they're all adults as well. And it's something new in the world of like groups as well. Because even in the West, when was the last co-ed group we had? Like, remember in the early 2000s, we used to have so many British ones. So, like, we had Hearsay, we had S Club 7, we had, oh my God, they're like, that used to be just such a thing. But now it's been in a gap in the market really for, and I'm sorry, Cards didn't have any competition and the music. So it's great to have a group with a big label budget. I say big label budget, but it's Samsung money to really see where that goes. And I think also another great point that I'd forgotten is that I like seeing people's skeletons in front of me, because some of you lot who are doing the most about Tarzan, you cannot be too confident on your high horse, because your faves could be quitting the group tomorrow and going to jail for sexually assaulting a girl with his friends. So you just don't know the men that you think are fine whilst targeting the man whose flaws you see. Of course, there's a nuance to that, because yeah, when you see your flaws, you should still get checked. But be wary of the angel you don't know. You know, and that's one thing I've learned with these male idols. And I'm very apprehensive of the ones who seem the nicest and who seem to do everything right. I'm like, what are you hiding? Someone like Tarzan to me feels safer, because I'm like, I can see that you are what you are. I can see you are what you are, and I hope that is the case. But I'm more likely to believe that. And if I find out you've done something crazy, I'm also less likely to be surprised, because you have the audacity to leave the house and rock those braids thinking that you are biracial in a way. I'm sure you can do unhinged things, but I don't know. It's a complex thing. I just don't have that much heat for people whose flaws and whose things I see. And I'm very much that way myself. No one of you could ever hear that, oh my God, did you hear that Micah did this? Because they'd be like, you'd be like, I'm sure he'd tell us, because I'm such an unhinged person who says the craziest things on lives, on my reactions, on this podcast. I just say things because I want it to be clear that there's no deceit in, like, I'm hiding how I feel about this so then my character can never be questioned. No, it's hard to be the person who's always, it is hard to always be so open and honest, because people can't wait to then attack you for that, because their honesty is hiding and they can hide behind they can join the mob mentality as if they have no negative thoughts themselves. They can join and be like, ew, look at this. This is so problematic, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, let's see your WhatsApp chat. Let's see your iMessages. Let's see the porn that you watch. Let's see all that, because I can comfortably talk about most of the shit I talk about and do privately. I literally spoke about my porn bookmarks on a live one day. Like, I don't give a fuck. And as much as it makes people uncomfortable, I think it also makes people stay with me, because you're more assured that you can trust what I'm saying to you, and you can trust who I present to be. So that's probably the root of why internally I don't feel such vitriol against someone like Tarzan, to be honest. And I think most people should be like that. Interrogate the others who seem so goody-goody, because as we've seen, sometimes they're not. And yeah, that's the end of this episode. I'll be keeping an eye on them, and when they have their first comeback, I'll probably do a follow-up episode to see if I'm still feeling the same way about Tarzan, because my opinions can also change. And that's another thing which links to what I said in the last episode. Opinions can change. You can't keep taking, consumers take everything at face value and think that means that's how that person is forever. I might be saying this now, but in a few months, if a video comes out of him calling black people monkeys, I'll still call him out for that, but it doesn't negate how I feel now, and then I can change my opinion. Look at that. You can actually change your opinion. There's no gotcha. You were wrong. No, it's just I'm brave enough to say how I feel, and I can also change how I feel. You know, if you lot were brave enough to do the same, you might understand what it's like. So there's no gotcha moment. Impressions can change. This is how I feel now. I may feel differently later. It doesn't make me a hypocrite. It doesn't make me wrong or whatever. It's just my opinions have changed and evolved, and yours can do the same. And yeah, that'll be the end of today's episode. Hope you all have a lovely week, and please remember to rate the podcast and even write comments if you will, because as per usual, I am there also. See you later.